the key for this weekend, of course, is to assess who we feel can play three games a week and who and what positions on the pitch do we feel we need some fresh legs, and knowing that there's another game on Tuesday and every game is as important as the next one, and so not to blow the team out really energy wise on three games in a week and then be very timid on a Tuesday night. So it's to get the balance right and feeling where the individuals can play at the same levels that they've been showing.
Are some players so different than others that it's quite obvious in your mind who can do it with quite ease, and some that you might look at and think we're going to have to be very careful here?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's definitely the case. We get their numbers every day. When I say numbers, I mean their physical data every day of what they do in training, how much sprinting they do, how much high-intensity running they do, how much meterage they do every day. And so you understand and look at the individuals, the kids at school, the ones who could run and the ones who couldn't run, really. The guys who were fast but couldn't do more than 100 metres and then he would walk the rest of the way, And then there was the guys who could keep the high tempo up all the way around. And same with footballers. Some can run all day and never get fatigued, and some do one or two runs and need a big rest. So understanding which ones we think can do it.
Are you a big believer, Tony, in sports science with regards all of it? Or sometimes do you look at it with the naked eye and think, well, what I've seen today, I'm not really looking at in terms of the numbers? And sometimes do you take it into your own hands as the gaffer, so to speak, and say, I'm the boss, I'll make the decision in the end?
Yeah, and I think the sports science department are respectful enough to understand that's how it works. As the manager of the football club, you have to be in charge, you have to make the decisions, you have to make the calls, and the sports science department are there to support you and help you and show you the numbers. And, I would expect them, if they had a real urgency about one call that I was making, that they could try and predict an injury, for instance, or a really low energy performance from somebody, then I would look at it, listen to their logic and make another decision. But generally you're making decisions for the good of the football club, and all your departments, your medical, your sports science, your coaching department are all there to help and to make sure at the end of the day we try to come to the right decisions for the logical reasons.
Is it fair to say you've been clinical in the last two games?
Yeah, clinical's been good. They haven't necessarily been performances of dominance with the ball. It's, I think when as this team is unfolding and developing and growing, it's not necessarily a team of ball domination. I don't see us having 75% possession in games. I see, but I do see a team that can turn the ball over and be a threat instantly, getting the ball to the strikers quicker. And a team evolves, I think. You find an identity of what its best qualities are. As we evolve with this group of players, I don't really foresee us having ball domination week in, week out. And yet other clubs, at West Bromwich Albion, a club I generally would refer to, had ball domination for a whole championship season, really, and won football matches controlling the game with the ball. This group isn't a group that does that, but we do have threats on transition, and we can hit teams, not on counter-attack, because generally since the change of style or whatever we want to call it, a month ago, we're not submissive to the ball. We're not allowing teams to have it to counter-attack on them. We are now playing higher up the pitch, and we've been pretty good at out of possession and asking questions of the opposition on the transition.
What sort of opposition are you expecting this weekend with Bristol Rovers?
I think they're all dangerous in this league. I think every, on the back of some good results away from home earlier in the season, we lost to Wimbledon, after beating Scunthorpe away. We were obviously right up there in the top end of the table, and I think it was Rochdale and Scunthorpe, and then that was the third game of the week, and we fell short on that day, and we have to guard against it. So whoever we're playing, really, what do we expect? We expect a tough game. We expect an organised team, a big, strong, physical team. Just a team that we can't take lightly. We have to guard against any complacency. We have to make sure that we continue in the same vein that we've been playing away from home in the last couple of games, but try and transmit it onto Ewood. Of course, it's not necessarily the team who comes to play us at Ewood. They don't have the same demands on them from their supporters to go and attack and come out of their shape and push men forward as they do on their own stadium. So less space to attack generally, I think, on the transitions. But let's wait and see. We have to go and set the team up and ask questions of them and try and play in their half and try and ask questions that their defenders, can they deal with a Nuttall or a Graham or a Samuel or a Dak? You know, we have to go and ask some questions of Bristol Rovers this weekend and see how we go.
Is it important to do it at home as well? To score 7 on the road in the last week, you want to be doing that in front of the home fans as well, don't you?
Yeah, ideally, and yet, as I've just tried to stress, it's not as easy sometimes at home, and yet because of the way the opposition set up. But yeah, listen, it would be nice to score a few goals. We managed to score 4 against MK Dons earlier in the season. Trying to find a formula at home that works for us, and you know, whether we have to be more direct or... we could argue maybe we need to sit a bit deeper and let teams attack us and then break away like it was an away game, you know. So there's lots of different criteria that you can try and work out as a tactical way of trying to score goals.